Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Play your life.
For you and your wife, we thank God for using you all to set up this stage for the word to be spoken across the United States and across the world and all that it will reach. We thank you for being obedient to God's spirit to allow this platform to go forth. Amen. So tonight, we just have one scripture, that a main scripture to look at. We want to get your Bibles, and we want to go to Philippians 1 and 6. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. You know, everybody got their favorite, and I have three. And this is probably my second favorite. And then I have another third one that is going to be in this message. But this gives me, you know, hope when I read this message. So, I mean, this scripture. So as we go to the scriptures, Philippians 1 and 6, we'll pray, and then we'll go forth in the word. Amen? So Philippians 1 and 6, in the King James Version says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read that again. Philippians 1 and 6 says, being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord. We thank you for another day, another day's journey you have brought us to and through. Lord, we give you honor, we give you the praise, we give you the glory for who you are in our lives, Lord. We ask you right now tonight, Lord, let the word go forth, that you will use my lips of clay to speak that which you've given me to give to your people, Father, because they are your people. And Lord, we just want to thank you for this platform tonight. Lord, let them hear the message that's coming from you, and Lord, from the heart of your people, Lord, and that they will receive a word from you, God, and we will do what you called us to do, and that you will perform this work until the day of your return. Father God, is anyone there here tonight, Father, that don't know you're part of their sins, Lord, bless them tonight, Lord, to be received this word, Lord, that they will be, chains will be broken, Father, that they will be delivered from anything that's not like you. And Lord, that again, you will get the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yeah. I'd like to use for a subject a good work. A good work.
Okay.
The New Living Translation says, Philippians 1 and 6 says, and I am certain that God, who began a good work, listen what it says now, a good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Jesus Christ returns. And so when I read this scripture, two words come to mind, and that is of confidence and persuasion. And that's going to be my two points tonight. We're going to talk about confidence and persuasion. And so, again, confidence, I define confidence as someone who believes in their own abilities and does not feel nervous or frightened that a certain thing would happen or be successful. That's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you think about this scripture, I feel more confident about God's mission that he has set upon my life. And by me having this confidence, I know that God will equip me with the necessary tools and the right spirit to accomplish his good work. Now, understand what I said, his good work, not my own work.
Right.
Because when we put our hands on it, it gets so messed up. But see, oftentimes we try to do God's work without his approval or his authorization. And then we wonder why everything goes wrong. And so you see that there's a plan of God that will never fail if we follow his instructions. I keep saying his word, his good work, his instructions, because it's all about God. And see, this way, the mission will be completed without being sabotaged by the enemy. And you know the enemy is always looking around when you're doing something good. And see, only when we get ahead of God is when things go awry. So if you're listening to me tonight, all we have to do is trust and obey God's word, and we will be victorious. Amen? I don't know about you, but to me, this is good news. And so, and you say, why you ask, that is that good news? It's because the word of God has already informed me and the enemy what Isaiah said in 54:17. He says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt be condemned. So that tells me I'm already empowered to do God's will, because I know in my spirit, as that old song we used to sing back in the day, but that in the Whitehead, y'all remember that song when it says, there's no stopping us now? I know in my spirit to whatever God has assigned me to do, I'm going to do, because it is a good word. Please understand something, y'all. What the scripture is really trying to say, look, can I break this thing down to how I really feel about it? I want to tell someone that this scripture says, I want you to be sure of this very thing, that what God has started in you or placed in you, it will begin to come out of you to do a great work for God's glory, for the kingdom and his people. And you will continue to do this until the day that Jesus call you home to be with him. In other words, you have a good work, a great work to do for Christ, and that work is to make disciples, advancing the kingdom, pulling down strongholds, healing the sick, praying for breakthroughs, working of miracles, raising the dead, and mostly, most importantly, giving God all the honor, all the praise for him, and worship him to be a great example for Christ. See, that's the great work that he's doing in us to share with others. You see, if we are not careful, the enemy will try to do anything to get us to believe a lie over the truth.
Yeah.
See, that's the same trick he pulled on Eve in the garden. The devil wants us to appeal to our carnality and our natural way of thinking, to get us to think that God is holding something back from us, or we're not worthy to receive what God has already promised us. See, that's why we must allow God to place his desires in our heart, that we may perform that work with our hands. See, too many times we are wasting time doing our own thing, whereas God has already set the purpose and plan for your life to do a good work for him. See, again, I keep saying this, this good work is for him and not for ourselves. So my question to you, our audience tonight, what is your it? Look at the scripture. It says, he which have begun a great work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So again, I ask you, what is your it that God wants you to perform? Your it might be singing, or evangelizing, or visiting the sick, or even teaching Bible school or Sunday school, or preaching or praying, whatever your it is. But just know we all have an it. And we know that we have to let God work in us and through us to perform it. Amen? See, I remember this song that Brian Courtney Wilson wrote. Brian Courtney Wilson. He wrote a song called A Great Work. And it simply says that he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. And he says again, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. And so Brian is saying to you, again, he says, he wants to let you know, he said, listen, he said, if you ever get discouraged, this is what he's saying now in his song. He said, if you ever get discouraged, he says, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. So when you get down and out and you feel like you're not being productive, or times you're thinking there's nothing else to do, you need to encourage yourself and trust that God's process will be fulfilled. See, as Christians, we give up too early and too soon. I heard a preacher say one time, if we didn't like what was going on at work, we don't just jump up and quit and tell our employees, I'm done with this job. Oh, no. Oh, no, right. Sir. Don't do that. We right back there the next day, putting up with that same mess day after day. So why do we as Christians want to throw in the towel when a little mishap comes along? Or we are ready to quit on God, and then we want to call him unfaithful or untrustworthy just because something just go our way, the way we thought it should go or the way we see things. See, the world has a go-get-it attitude. And some Christians have a forget-it attitude. But that's not how we should think. See, if we remember God's word, he says he will perform it in you until the return of Jesus Christ. See, we have to just remind ourselves about this word time and time and time again. We have to believe and be bold enough to believe God's word that nothing will persuade us to do nothing but trust in his word. And that brings me to my next point. I did say we had 2 points tonight. One, being confident. Two is being persuaded. See, when you're confident in something, nobody can tell you you ain't doing it. And so when you're confident, we want to make sure that confidence don't get overlooked as cockiness. You know, when you're confident, we don't want to think the people that you when you are settled in what you're doing, you know, you're not doing it to be in pride, but you're proudful of doing it for who you're doing it for. See, a lot of times we get those two mixed up, being confident and cocky. Although, you know, we're being prideful to do what God, or proud to do what God says, people might think you're being prideful. So we don't want to get those two mixed up. But I'm going to tell you something. When you got confidence in God and you know he's doing what he's doing in you, ain't nobody can tell you what you ain't doing is right for Christ. And so that's like the old folks used to say, you know that 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 you're saved. And you know you're doing God's will. And so I'm persuaded. And to me, persuade, to me, a definition of persuade is to me is that someone agrees to do something by giving them reason why they should do it. Now listen to these definitions. To agree to do something by giving them reason why they should do it. The second one is to call someone to do something by giving a good reason for doing it. And then the third to make someone believe that something is true. Well, family, I'm here to tell you tonight. I believe if we take those same definitions of persuade or persuasion and apply it to our Christian life, we will tell others and we will go and give reasons or witness to others why they too should give their life to Christ. We should share the word of God with them to show the benefits of serving God. And lastly, that they can believe on Jesus Christ knowing his word is true. See, when we are persuaded, we can persuade others. As the Bible said, when the man of God was talking to the king Agrippa, he said, what did he say? He said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. And that's what we should have in our tool belt when we're witnessing to other people about Christ. They should see the conviction on our faces. They should see the love of Christ in our walk and even in our talk. We should hear the word of God and the Spirit of God coming through us and out of us when we talk to somebody about Christ. See, if we ain't got no joy when we talk about Christ, where we gonna get the joy from? So again, if you ain't confident in what God has placed in you, then we're wasting time. If you're not persuaded of what God's word is giving you to do, then we're wasting time. See, I always said, my old pastor a long time ago used to say, it's a poor thing that a frog when praised his own pond. So in other words, if you ain't proud of what you're doing, and if you ain't persuaded of what you're doing, you're wasting time. Let me give you an example, because I like using the natural towards the physical. If you got a beautiful wife, and you know she fine as wine, you want everybody to know it. You taking her everywhere, and everywhere she go, she with you, she on your arm. But if she looks like you're going to leave her at home. So what they're saying is the proof is in the pudding, because you are proud. You are the person who's carrying that person with you, and you have confidence that they will make you look good. So we got to have that same mindset. if we know that God is in our life and we are confident that he's doing a great work in us, we should be swayed to do what he's given us to do. So that's why I like that scripture, Romans 4:21. Look what it says. It says, and being fully persuaded. He didn't say half. He didn't say quarter. He didn't say some or might. It says, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, who is he? Jesus Christ, God, the Holy Spirit, has promised, he was able also to perform. So what I'm saying to you all tonight is God's word is true. He fixes it up so that we don't have to worry about if it's going to work or not. See, man can tell you, you know, we put this together, put that together, and you know, it might work. So, and you know about cars and being in manufacturing, you know, they build cars long enough so when you pay for them, as soon as you make that last payment, 2 days later, the car breaks down. See, we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. See, we know God's word ain't going to break down after 5 years you've been saved or 7 years when the warranty wore out. We know and are fully persuaded that when God sets us in order, when he uses us the way he wants to use us, we know that he has taken over our lives. So therefore, we have to say my heart is fixed and my mind is made up to do the will of God without any doubt. See, because if we are convinced that God has died for any and everything that we needed to accomplish for the mission, we have to be fully persuaded it's already done. So, again, I ask you another question. Are you fully persuaded? And as the old folks used to say, the old saints used to say, are you sold out for Christ? See, when you're confident in God and when you're persuaded by the word of God, you'll be sold out for God. Nobody can take that word and turn it around and tell you that that word is not true. See, I know the lady was in my church one time. She said, yeah, the devil will take the Bible and turn it around and use it to beat you across your head if you don't know the word the way you should know it. Because that's what the enemy did in God. He said, did not God say? He wanted to turn that word around. So you lose confidence in what God has said. Or you'll be persuaded to believe a lie over the truth. So when Jesus has given us the strength, he'll give us the wisdom and the knowledge to perform his will, we should have no reason, no doubt, that he has it all in control. That's why I love this other scripture. This is my other second scripture that I love, Romans 8:28. See, Romans 8:28 backs up Romans 4:21 and Philippians 1:1-6. It says, and we know. See, if you, Pastor Butterfield, I could jump through this phone and hug you right now and say, if we know, if we know. He said, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong there. And we know. He didn't say if we knew. He said, and we know. If the Bible said we know, it says that we have confidence and we are already persuaded that all things, not some. He said, we know that all things work together. We are persuaded and we are confident that all things work together for good, God's work, God's will, for them that love God. If you love God, you already know the thing worked out already. You already know that we win. You already know that what the enemy tried to do, it will not last. It will not prosper. Because I just read Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. Anything that he tried to do, and even his mouth, and the people that put their mouth on you, it shall be condemned. But it says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I got to stay right there for a minute because we think just because we get a flat tire, that's the end of the world. God might stop you from getting into an accident when that flat tire happens. He might stop you from seeing something you need to see. So we got to look at this. Regardless of this, I try to be this way all the time. I try to look at things as all things are good, even when they don't look that great. See, I don't believe in a bad day. You see what I'm saying? Because all things work together for them that love God. And then and then the other part to this is the part that we play, and it says, to them who are the call according to whose purpose? His purpose. See, if we forget about us and lose ourselves in him, we will know what his purpose is. See, Understand this. God is not going to give you or call you into anything that is already, that he's not already set up and for make you already be able to perform it. Why would God tell you to go do something and he has not equipped you with it? All God is asking you is that you give him all the glory and the honor and the praise for what he's doing in your life. See, again, if we have confidence, if we are persuaded, if we get to the point that what God say that we do, that's what we do. If God would call you on your cell phone, your iPhone 6, and you pick up the phone and God said, listen, you get out of bed right now and drive your car down to I-75 in the middle of traffic at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I want you to get out of the car and pray. You best believe when you get there, that traffic will be stopped. And you'll be able to get out that car and pray if God, that's what he told you to do. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Make sure it's God telling you to do what he asked you to do, and not you yourself. Because God's not going to do anything to put you in harm's way. God's not going to do anything to make you look crazy. See, what we do is we do things on our own because we want to do it for our own self-aggrandizement. So just remember, all the blessings you receive is not only for you, your four, and no more. This full of persuasion and this confidence that we have, it should be shared with others. See, I come to understand that God is not going to do anything to hurt us again, like I said before. He's not going to do anything to harm us. If he called us to it, he already worked it out. That's why Psalms 27:13 says, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What he's really saying, what the writer David's really saying is, in other words, I've given up on God's plan. He said, I fainted. I give up on God's plan unless I'm sure or persuaded to know that God's goodness is in the earth to perform it to others and ourselves. See, when we get to the point, we know that God is in control. When we get to the point that we are confident in God, we are, as that song say, be very sure. I'm sure, be very sure. When we get to the point that we're sure, that old commercial said, raise your hands if you're sure. You got your deodorant on. See, you can raise your hand and testify that God is in your life, that God's working in your life, through your life, with your life, and then he's going to show people how that he's going to bring you in and out of different situations. So I'm just saying to you tonight, when you read that scripture, Philippians 1:6, pay attention to the words, and be very intentional what that word said. It's he, which is God himself, has begun a great work in you. Remember who's doing the work. It's God in you doing the work. It's not you doing it. It's not your education. It's not how smart you are. It's not how many people you know or about all these accolades. It's God is doing the work. So I just want to encourage you tonight to you remember Galatians 6:9. It tells us, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So I'm confident in God that what I'm doing in him, hey, is going to work out for my good, Romans 8:28. And so I'm fully persuaded, Romans 4:21, that he's going to perform it because it's God is doing the work. So when we get all confused and weary and worn out and forget about what we're supposed to do, go to Philippians 4:8-9. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, he said, think on these things. What is those things? Amen. Those things which you have both learned, received, heard, seen in me, he said, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. All that tells me, go right back to Philippians 1:6. It tells me that I know that the word is true. I know the word is honest. I know the word is just. I know the word is pure. I know the word is lovely. And I know it's doing a good work in me because it's got a good report. God's word never fails. He said, if there be any virtue, he said, give it. He said, if there be any praise, he said, think of these things. Think of what things, Brother Jones? Those things I have said before. He that has begun, he said, be confident. Confident. Be sure. People are persuaded of this very thing, that he that has begun a great work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. That's what he's trying to tell you. Think on these things that Philippians 4, 8, and 9 says. Think on. And he said, and the peace of God shall be upon you. And I'll say this again. No. I better yet, Butterfield, I ain't going to say it again. I'm going to sing it this time. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. Amen. I just want you to understand.
I can't say it enough.
I just want you to understand what God has performed and what God has set up. It will not fail. So I hope you receive the word tonight to help you keep your confidence up, and that you be fully persuaded to remember being very confident in the very thing that God has begun a great work in you, a good work in you, because he needs you in the earth to do what is needed to be done, to perform it. What it is, again, your it could be singing, preaching, praying, laying of hands, visiting the sick, going to the jails, youth ministry, whatever your it is. Just remember, it came from God, and God is going to work it in you and through you until the day of Jesus Christ comes. All we have to remember is it's about God and not by ourselves, and not of ourselves.
Amen.
He that has begun a great work. Yeah. That's what keeps me going, because I understand, Pastor Butterfield, that it ain't me that keeps me going. I got confidence what God has said to me and has been prophesied in my life, it's going to happen. When it's going to happen, I ain't worried about it. How it's going to happen, I ain't worried about it. How it's going to get financed, I ain't worried about it. Because I got confidence, and I'm fully persuaded it's going to happen. And listen, can I be bold enough to say this? I believe it's going to happen this year. Because this is the year I'm seeing it, and I believe I'm going to see the rest of the things that come before. Because all I want to do is be in the will of God and be in the vein of God. So whatever happens, God will be pleased with my life. Again, tonight, I just hope you are fully persuaded and confident in the word of God, that whatever he has set in you, your it, you will perform it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. What an awesome word, man. Mm-hmm. It is awesome. Awesome. And I was thinking as you were ministering, you know, I want maybe somebody out there on listening tonight, or even at a later date whenever they listen to this broadcast, that if they had started out doing good for the Lord and got sidetracked and backslid, now they're out doing all kind of stuff. What would you say to that person if they would hear this message at a later date or even tonight?
See, this is the thing, Pastor Butterfield. We all been that way. See, what we started with doing for God, and I'm using say the Christian side of the family to my family. When we start doing stuff for God, we have to understand that it might not look like it's getting done. Or it might not look like it's going fast enough for us. See, that's the human, again, natural side of way of looking at things. God don't work on our time frame. God don't punch no clock. God's time is endless. So when we start off doing things for God, we need to understand it's in his time. He has a time and place that everything will come together. And so when we get ahead of ourselves, God ain't moving fast enough, we get in front of God, and then we wonder why we get hit by the bus. So I tell people, unction from the Holy Spirit, move on. And when God gives you something to do, just do it the way he said do it. And as my old pastor said a long time, don't add nothing to it.
Because when you try to tweak the blessing, he used to say, you mess the blessing up because you're taking it away from what God has already done. So even though when it don't look like it, and even though it feel like it doesn't get it's not getting accomplished or it's not moving fast as you, just have confidence in God. Say, you know what, Lord, you called me to this. You know what I'm going to do, and you know how it's going to work out. So you know what? I'm going to go back to Romans 8:28. It's working out for my good, and you got this thing put together.
Right.
That's what I would tell them.
Right. Amen.
All right.
Amen. So no matter where you are right now, as long as breath in your body, it ain't over yet.
Amen.
So
amen.
We have to make sure that we encourage people that, you know, sometimes the devil will get us caught up in some stuff, and we got sidetracked or distracted, but we can't give up. Because the word of God say, he who began a great work in you, he's going to finish it. And like you
Amen.
Said, we can't finish it. He got to finish it. So we thank God for this word tonight, and we want to open the lines. If anybody have a comment or question or even prayer request or praise report tonight, press 1 on your phone, and we'll bring you live, and you'll be able to say something to about this word tonight. And I know you've been blessed. I know you heard a word that inspired you, because a lot of us go through stuff that sometimes it get hard, but we have to press our way. So this word tonight will encourage you to keep pressing. And the word, he also said that don't be weary in well-doing, because we will reap if we faint not. Amen. So if you've been encouraged by this word tonight, just press 1, and we'll bring you live, amen, to talk to this man of God, or even to express, give a testimony of how God has blessed you. Amen. We see we have somebody in queue. Your area code is 404, and your last 4 digit is 9648. You're not live on the air. Call us.
Hey, Pastor. How you doing, Pastor Butterworth? This is Minister Melvin Lundy of Travelers Rest Missionary Baptist Church under the tutelage of Arthur L. Powell. I just want to say to Minister Jones, I did listen to the broadcast. You did an excellent job. God is showing favor in your life. I'm also the coach of the basketball team. And Minister Jones, God has shown favor, and he's brought you into the light. Welcome to the ministry. And I just ask that we continue to spread and do God's word. And you got an awesome pastor, First Lady Butterworth, you as well. From my pastor, Pastor Arthur L. Powell, we just want to thank you all for ministering and staying in the community.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen for that call. We got another call in queue. The area code is 404. The last 4 digit is 5453.
Hey, this is Brother Bass. As always, the word was very enlightening, and I'm very blessed, and great word and great song.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We see we have another call in queue. Your area code is 646, and the last 4 digit is 2656. 2656. You're now live on the air. Call.
Yes. Good evening. This is Brother Randy Ford, and I just wanted to thank Minister Jones for a wonderful message. It was powerful. It was to the point, and it spoke to my heart. And it was a great reminder that we need to be fully persuaded. Be confident, because God is doing a great work in us, a good work in us, that no matter what it is, he will let you know what needs to be done for the kingdom. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, man. We look forward to hear from you next week. Amen. Thank God for Minister Randy Ford. And, you know, this word, we got somebody else in queue. Your area code is 404. The last 4 digit is 2235. You're now live on the air. Call.
Bless God. Bless God, man of God. You bless me, Minister Jones. The Lord has started a good work in me. It's a good work, and he's going to complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. But I'm calling in. This is Sister Darrell. I'm calling in because I need some prayer. I've been dizzy all day, and I don't want to go to no emergency room because I got an emergency, God, right on hand. So I need y'all to pray for me because I don't have no time for no foolishness with this enemy because the Lord God has got a mandate on my life. Yes, indeed. And I've got to be in the house tomorrow. I've got to be in the all in. I got to go there with my faith and my prayer to eradicate the darkness and evangelize, edify, and glorify God. That's the mission at Light of the World. And I'm in on it, Pastor. And I want to be in service, but I'm busy.
Amen. Amen.
I'm busy.
Glory. Yes. We're going to go before the throne. Amen. Minister Jones, you want to open the prayer up for Sister Durrell?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Just touch and agree. Everybody's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Please touch and agree.
Touch and agree.
Because the word of God said wherever two of us touch and agree, he's in the midst. And we believe in God
in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now.
Yes,
on behalf
God.
Of our sister here, Lord. You already know, Father, any time that
yes,
the word
God.
Before that the enemy would try to deter us or get us distracted. But we know that you have the greater power. You are the great I am.
Yes.
And all we have to do is trust and believe in your word. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed. So right now, Father, we are in agreement right now on the airways and byways.
Hallelujah.
Right now, for the system, Lord, that the dizziness will be disbanded and go away right now in the name of Jesus. Satan has no power and no authority over us right now, Father.
God.
Heal her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father, that she will do a great work for you today and tomorrow for the rest of her life. We believe it.
Yes,
we trust your word, God. We thank you
Hallelujah.
Right now in our life, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give you the honor
thank
and the praise
Lord,
right
God.
Now. And we believe it is already done. It's done in the
Bible.
Already.
It was finished, and we have believed your word. In Jesus' name,
God.
We pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless God.
Yes, God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God. Amen.
You,
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank
you, God. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Pastor Butterfield, I just want to say
something.
Sir. You know, when you asked that question, I thought about the ministry as a whole. When especially the fivefold ministry and those who are pastors in positions of leadership. If we don't get a grip on God's word, that enemy would use anything to get us off track. And we think that some stuff's supposed to happen right then and right there. Yeah, God can do anything he wants to do. If he says right now you heal, you heal. If he says tomorrow all your debts will be paid, it's done. But see, sometimes God is like, that slow bake, easy bake oven. See, we want all microwave miracles, and sometimes God is not going to give us that. Sometimes God will put us in the pot and let us stew, and so we get that seasoning on. And that seasoning is that Holy Spirit. See, when we get that Spirit in us and that Holy Spirit in us, we can't do nothing but operate where God wants us to operate. And so when you take a piece of chicken. And you marinate that thing, and you let it sit 2 days in the refrigerator with that seasoning on it. Oh my God! When you cook it, fry it, bake it, shake it, whatever you want to do with it. When you taste it, oh my goodness, that flavor got to come out. Well, that's the same thing God is doing in us with our lives. He said, "Look at here, son. Look at here, daughter. I'm not gonna give you this microwave meal. What I'm gonna do is put you in the pot, the pot of spirituality." And that maturity was going to come when seasoning coming into your life. And that season would be a season of favor. And so when that favor comes in, anything that we touch. And Joseph was, oh, my goodness, he was one of my second favorite persons about. Joseph had faith. Oh, by the way, my first name is Joseph. But anyway, that don't matter. That thing was saying to me that he had favor in his life. And so everything
That's
that he
right.
touched, God blessed that thing. But Joseph had to go through something first, as he went from the prison to the palace to the pulpit. And so sometimes we have to just wait on our season. And so when we understand that God has perfected this thing, God has put this thing together, he already said you're going to win. So how will you want to quit?
Why would you want to give up if you already know what the end going to be? So, again, I'm saying just wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
He told Joshua, I don't know how many times, be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. Understand the performance of what you're going to do is in Christ. And when he put it in you to do it, you can't do it but give him the glory because you know you ain't do it. But Pastor, Brother, I ain't the smartest guy in the world. I ain't the most intelligent guy in the world. But I do know one thing. I ain't God. And I do know God is going to do some great things in me that is going to bless the world, bless the people, bless the neighbors, whomever I'm in presence with, and I want to share that with others. And what I have, I'm going to give to others. And that's what we should be persuaded and confident to do. Amen.
Man, absolutely, absolutely, exactly right. I thought about Joseph when you were teaching your lesson because it didn't look like he was going to, his brothers and stuff was going to be bowing down to him because he was sold as a slave. You know, 17-year-old boy is sold by his own family. The same people who supposed this dream going to bow down to him, but it didn't look like it. But he was not moved by his situation or circumstances. In the same way we have to do, when God took in a good work in us, no matter what the middle of that looked like, he's going to complete what he set out to do. And, you know, God said anybody who considered to build anything ought to count the cost. He said, man who want to build something don't sit down and count the cost. And so God already counted the cost before man committed a sin, before man was even created. God knew that man was going to sin before he created man. So he had the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world, before the world exists, the lamb was already slain. Provision was made. So God already counted the cost. He already paid the cost. Not only counted the cost, but he paid it up front. Oh, my goodness, what an awesome God we serve. He paid it up front before man was created. The lamb was already slain. So we had provision already made. God already paid the price for our restoration and reconciliation back to him through his son. So when I thought about how good God is, that before he even created man, he knew man was going to sin, and he created us anyway. That's some love. That's some love.
Pastor Butterfield, let me tell you something. Can I share a testimony with you real quick?
Yes, sir.
When God first called me to preach, I knew it was in my spirit, but I tried to rush the thing. And I said, God, win. And so I had two warnings. My wife gave me one. I got another from somebody else. But January 1, 2011, my pastor called me at 10 o'clock that morning. I'll never forget it. And he told me, he said, God told me to tell you, don't you mention about preaching again. Because that was my third time. 1-1-2011. 1-1-1-1.
Wow.
And so I shut my mouth from January 1st, 2011 to July 2012 when God called me to preach. See, I tried to rush that thing because I already knew that he had put it in me. But see, now I had to be put on hold and put in time out for a year and 7 months. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh,
and I'm trying to encourage somebody tonight. When God gives you something, he's going to perform it when he's ready. And so when that thing came forth, now watch this. When that thing came forth, God gave me the word to preach at the right time. And then the second part of the testimony is when I first started to preach, I thought I had to give every scripture in the Bible and make it look so good that I was putting people to sleep. I'll never forget it. And this was my first time preaching now. I'm talking about this is the first sermon after I was ordained and licensed. The first time I preached after I was ordained and licensed, I believe I was putting people to sleep. And when I shut the book, what I have all written, and started speaking from God's heart, that's when the word came forth. And my pastor told me after that day, He said, Mr. Jones, he said, let me tell you something. He said,
you can't bring all the word in one day. He said, your message didn't get good until you shut that paper. You see, you shut that paper and let God use you. What I'm trying to tell you is, he that begins a great work in you, he already know how he can perform it if you let him do it. Because I was
right.
trying to do it on my own, and I made a mess of it. So I've learned.
That's
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. Yes, Amen. That is awesome.
Amen.
Amen. So we really appreciate this word. I'm sure the people on this line have been blessed tonight and inspired
Amen.
And encouraged. And I know that Sister Darrell is healed in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. So
yes.
be,
thank you, Lord.
Waving that flag tomorrow and dancing over that, all over the place tomorrow.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because we know the light of the world, the Lord loves us. He visits us.
Amen.
And he's there in a mighty way. And we are so grateful that God would come and dwell among us on a regular basis. You know, he don't come and hit it. You don't have that hit and miss with God. And I thank God for his mercy and his grace. Thank you for our Archbishop, how God is using her. Amen. To lead us. Amen. To greater and higher things in the Lord. And for Bishop Kevin Jones, we are so grateful that God sent him here when, at such a time as this, and how God is using him and the pastor. Amen. Everything is working together
Amen.
So great. Amen. That the power of God is coming in, and we thank God for the souls that are coming in. We thank God for the souls that are being saved, delivered,
Amen.
And set free. We
Amen.
Thank God for those even people who are believers who have been bound and being set free. We thank God for his deliverance. Amen. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, God is doing something great among us. And so we invite people from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get an opportunity to come by and share with us, if you can't come by, just go on our website, comeintothelight.org, and go to live stream, and you can watch all of our services. Amen. You can see what I'm talking about, how God is moving in a mighty way. And we want you to go on our website also, the Butterfields Ministries website, and support us. It's www.butterfieldsministriesworldwide.com. And go in there, support us. Let us know you've been listening to the broadcast and God has been blessing you. Amen. We want to know that God has been blessing you because we are grateful for God allowing us to do this now for some 8 years that we've been doing this, and God has really favored us, and we thank and praise God for all those who have been added. We have somebody doing it in Portland, Oregon, and Illinois, and we have people in Florida and Miami and New York and all different places. So we thank God for what he's doing with this broadcast, and we pray that our goal is not about us, but it's about God with power and helping people and encouraging people during these times and these days, amen. Everybody needs somebody to encourage them every now and then. Amen. We're not an island.
Amen.
We can't do this by ourselves. We thank and praise God for Minister Jones. Amen. You want to, don't forget next week now, Randy Ford is going to be bringing the word, amen. And that man got some word in him. God has blessed us with some good preachers at Light the World. I'm telling you. Amen. Praise God. To give a last prayer and a farewell to the people, Minister Jones, before we go.
Yes, sir. We'd like to say thank you all for listening tonight. That we thank God will give you a special blessing for taking time out to receive a word from him, and that you not thought of robbery to give him this hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now, Lord, as we close this broadcast. Father, that we didn't miss ourselves from this broadcast, but not from your presence. Lord, we ask you to take us to our different ways and highways and byways, Lord, that we will spread your gospel, that we will be used of you, Father, that you will use us to be a blessing to those that we come in contact, that we'll give your word to them, that we'll help uplift them and keep them in your perfect peace. Father God, we thank you again for the Butterfields, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you for using them and all those who listen tonight, Lord, letting them be blessed well in health and their spirit and their finances and all that they ask for. Father, to give them the desires of their heart, according to your riches and glory. And we'll give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much. Amen. We want you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends, every Saturday at 8 p.m. to dial 917-388-4161 to turn on the live broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.